Hello and praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that our Father and our God has given us to share in our daily inspiration, to encourage and inspire one another through the Word of God. Today, we just do a summary of what we have learned the whole of this week. Our lesson, my brother and my sister, has been learning the list that is marked out for us. There is a list that we have been learning or that we are learning, and this list was started by the Lord Jesus Christ when he called you into faith in him, when he called you into salvation. You enlisted yourself for a list. This is a heavenly marathon that you are learning. And we have looked at the different aspects of this list for the last 2 weeks. We have looked at the different things that God is telling us to do and to pursue, even as we learn. And it is my prayer that God has spoken to you. You need to know, you now know what is it that you need to do. And you need to know what it is that you need to do to learn according to the rules and to please the one who enlisted you for this particular list. We also saw that apart from the list, it's also warfare. God has enlisted you to warfare. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you declared war on the enemy. You said that I'm on the side of the Lord Jesus. And so the devil and the host of demons are fighting against you. And it is possible for you to know that you are in warfare. You are in a fight. And you need to do whatever it takes to make sure that you win and you survive the warfare. We have looked at five different principles this week. One of them is that we must learn the list according to the rules. The list that we have been enlisted has rules. There are things that God requires of us. We cannot just come and learn the way we want. We cannot do all God's things the way we want. God's things must be done God's way. And so there are rules that are there for us to observe even as we learn this list. There are rules that we need to learn in a certain direction. We need to support one another. We need to learn as a team. We are not competing against each other. I like telling people that we are not competing to get number one. Number one has already been taken. Jesus won the list. Jesus won the list for us. Our responsibility is to make sure that we learn according to the rules that have been set. You cannot close any other path, another person's track or lane. Keep to your lane. Even in the normal lists that we watch here, if you cross somebody else's lane, you're disqualified. If you decide to start before others, you're disqualified. And so, my brother and my sister, God's business must be done God's way. And we have a responsibility to make sure that we honor God in the way that we learn this particular list. We saw that there is need for us to avoid entanglement. We saw Paul telling Timothy that there is no one who gets enlisted in warfare concerns himself with the civilian affairs, because the goal is to please the commanding officer, the one who enlisted him. And so, my brother and my sister, we need to avoid getting entangled. Don't major on minors. Focus on that which it is that God has called you to focus on. Start chasing rabbits when your duty is to chase the elephant. Let us avoid things that can tangle us, things that can deny us the focus that we need even as we learn this particular list. We are in warfare, and it is important for us to make sure that we not only learn according to the rules, but we also avoid things that can entangle us. Let us avoid entanglement. Point number three, let us learn light. In other words, we cannot be burdened even as we learn this particular list. And that is what the scripture says, that let us lay aside every weight and sin that entangles or burdens us as we learn this particular list. You've never seen somebody learning a list with a jacket or maybe carrying a luggage. And that is what the Lord is telling us. Some of us are carrying the luggages of bitterness, you know, because of past hurts or things that happened there before. There are those who are carrying the burdens of regret. And that is why the first thing that the Lord does when he invites you is he tells you, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. If you have any burden, the first thing for you to be able to learn the list that God has marked for you is to lay the burdens on the cross. You know, make sure that you learn light. You're not carrying weights, unnecessary burdens. God is telling us to learn the list that he has marked for us and to learn that list light. And of course, we saw that we need to fight the good fight. Yes, there's so many things that we can do, even as we learn this lesson. But God has primarily called us to concern ourselves with his affairs. And when I think about the good fight of faith, it is the fight of appropriating the good promises that God has for us. It is the fight of making sure that the gospel of Jesus Christ is spoken. Remember, we have the Great Commission. And the Great Commission means, you know, go all over to the world, telling, you know, preaching the good news of the kingdom. We have a responsibility to make sure that we fight the good fight, that we do what is required of us, that we honor God with our lives the best way possible. You try the best that you can, and then God will perfect that which concerns you, so long as you're willing to fight the good fight of faith. And yesterday we saw that there is need for us not only to start the list, but also to finish it. We need to make sure that we finish the list. Be reminded of those words of Paul writing to Timothy and telling him, I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished the list. I have kept the faith. My brother and my sister, when we come to the end of our list, we will be remembered as people who just started the list, but they never finished. Or shall we be remembered as people who stuck to the list, who stuck to the faith, to the fight until they finished? Paul was able to stand confidently and say, I have fought and I have finished. I have learned and I have finished. Will you be in that category of finishers? Or are you just the person who gets started, but you never finish? I'm reminded of the words of the Lord Jesus to his followers in the book of Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13. And this is what he says, a very small verse, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. It is not the one who stands firm quarterway. It is not the one who stands firm halfway. It is not the one who makes it to the three-quarter mark. It is the one who stands firm to the end. We have a responsibility not just to get started, but to make sure that the work that the Lord started in us, we complete it. Learn your list and make sure you finish strong. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for speaking to us and reminding us that you have enlisted us to learn a list. And we have a responsibility not only to learn, but to make sure we finish the list strong. And I pray for my brother and my sister in their journey of faith, in their list of faith, in whatever issues they are going through. God, give them that firm and that deep commitment that no matter what it takes, they will learn this list and they will finish strong. They are not going to abort the race midway or even halfway or at whatever point, but they will finish the work of grace that you started in them. And more so because you're committed, your word tells us that you are able to finish that which you start in us. And we are confident that better days are ahead of us and not behind us. We love you and we celebrate you. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration. I don't take it for granted. You are a blessing. And I pray that God will help you and God will guide you even as you learn the list of faith that is marked for you. Thank you for your comments and thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. May God light your path with favor and grant you grace in the faith list that you are learning. You are blessed and you are a blessing. And thank you so much. Have yourself a fantastic day ahead. Thank you. Just a time, it's really short.